In July, we said Buffalo made the strangest firing of the offseason, a 12-win team dismissing the coach whose defense ran the fifth-best pressure profile in football, and called the rebuild a bold trade of a known floor for a theoretical ceiling. We flagged two things to watch: whether Jim Leonhard's new scheme could replace what it demolished, and whether DJ Moore fixes the man coverage book on Josh Allen. Camp is 2 weeks old, and the honest report is that the evidence leans against our skepticism. We'll show our work. The defense has been the main attraction at St. John Fisher, not the five-time MVP finalist, the defense. Bills on SI's camp coverage framed it directly. Leonhard's 3-4 install has been making Josh Allen's life difficult daily, with SI's Matt Verderame leading his national camp visit recap with the unit. The structural change is real. Three down linemen and stand-up edges replacing McDermott's 4-3, per the beat's descriptions, and the reviews come from the man it inconveniences most. Allen, week one. I think they're just flying around. They're playing really well right now. Allen on the daily difficulty. I'm all for making it as exotic and complicated right now. His framing being that harder August looks by cleaner October reads. The individual stories track the scheme story. Ed Oliver has been the daily interior wrecker per the team's own practice files, dissecting screens, batting balls. Bradley Chubb is already leading in the beat's telling, and Michael Hoecht returned from the torn Achilles that erased his 2025, with the team expecting him for week one. Even the depth notes flatter the install. Undrafted linebacker Alarms Orr has earned first defense reps with injuries ahead of him, drawing Leonhard's "he doesn't blink." The July counter-argument deserves its honest paragraph. August defenses always look good, first install defenses especially, and our stickiness data's warning was about November, not Pittsford. A camp where the defense wins days proves the scheme is teachable. Not that it replaces a fifth-ranked pressure profile against real opponents, but the specific failure mode we priced, a chaotic install, a rebuilt secondary lost in it, is the one thing the reporting shows no trace of. CJ Gardner-Johnson's early exit from one practice was the scare. Joe Brady relayed good news on the injury per the team's site, with D. Alford absorbing nickel work meanwhile. The offense's file is the Moore project on schedule. He announced himself with the catch of the first day, a toe-dragging 20-yard sideline grab from Allen, per the team's coverage. On a rain-soaked morning, Brady called, "Perfect. It's got to be a tough camp." And the connection has compounded since. Multiple hookups a day through week one, and by the sixth practice, a slipped tackle touchdown down the sideline in the rain. The July preview's whole Moore thesis was that Allen's zone versus man split needed a separator. Camp can't chart coverage types from the bleachers, but a new WR1 catching everything against a defense, this disruptive is the right early shape. The undercard, Dawson Knox winning a contested ball against Christian Benford, Kincaid publicly feeling good about year four on the managed knee, and James Cook doing rushing champion things without news, which is exactly what you want from him in August. Does the July framing hold? Complicated. And for once, that word points up. The preview's skepticism was specific. Known floor out, theory in. The theory has spent 2 weeks looking like practice field fact, endorsed daily by the most important evaluator in the building, while the offense's one addition builds exactly the chemistry it was acquired for. What camp cannot answer? Whether an August dominant install survives September blocking, and our data's blunt rule that defense is the least sticky unit in football is the part of the July case that stands untouched. The 10-12 range holds, the distribution inside it just shifted a little toward the top. What would change it? The Gardner-Johnson injury resolving as cleanly as Brady suggested, and the first hostile test, Buffalo's preseason slate and the new stadium's Thursday night debut against Detroit in week two of the season loom as the install's first real audiences. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.